Degrees today here in Nashville. It is going to be wet and humid all day. Good morning. I'm Justin Barney. This is the latest from WPLN News at 6:04 a.m. Tennessee ranks last in the nation for solar, wind, and geothermal energy. A new analysis from Environment America says that the state produced just 1% of its electricity from solar last year. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports that Tennessee is far behind the national trend towards renewables.
South Dakota produces 95% of its electricity from wind and solar. Wyoming jumped from 55 to 75% renewables just last year. Even in the South, Florida has 12% solar. But Tennessee has made little progress. That's due to decisions by the Tennessee Valley Authority, the utility that generates virtually all power in the state. TVA has been building more fossil fuel infrastructure. And experts say it's not because of economics or feasibility. Solar with battery storage is currently the fastest and cheapest power source to deploy without subsidies, per the latest report from financial firm Lazard. And according to federal data, Tennessee could generate more than 30 times more power than needed for 2050 from just wind and solar. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Tennessee is scheduled to execute Tony Carruthers at 10 a.m. this morning. If it goes forward, it would be the first execution of a person who defended himself in court in more than a century, his attorneys say. They've been arguing that Carruthers was wrongfully convicted without physical evidence, that he's mentally incompetent, and that the state secretary is making it impossible to know if lethal injection drugs have expired. Public opposition to executions has made it difficult for prison officials to obtain execution drugs, and Tennessee has had its own troubles. The state paused executions when it was revealed that officials weren't properly testing drugs and had ignored their own protocol. Carruthers is 57. He was convicted in 1994 of kidnappings and murders of his mother and two men. He represented himself at trial after threatening to harm his attorneys. Tennessee would become the fifth state to carry out an execution this year, and three more are scheduled. Nationwide, executions surged from 47 last year. The white live streamer who records himself directing racist rants towards black people is due back in court today for a bond hearing. Dalton Etherly, known as Chud the Builder, faces charges including attempted murder after a shooting outside a courthouse in Clarksville. He's been held on bond for over $1 million. His supporters, meanwhile, quickly raised more than $100,000 for his legal defense.